Appetite Stokes audio accompaniment, and more information about Luke Jerram's Gaia, produced by Tim Calvert of Calvert Creative Concepts for November 2021. Gaia is a touring artwork by UK artist Luke Jerram, measuring 7 metres in diameter and created from 120 dots per inch detailed NASA imagery of the Earth's surface. The artwork provides the opportunity to see our planet floating in 3 dimensions. The installation aims to create a sense of the overview effect, which was first described by author Frank White in 1987. Common features of the experience for astronauts are a feeling of awe for the planet, a profound understanding of the interconnection of all life, and a renewed sense of responsibility for taking care of the environment. The artwork also acts as a mirror to major events in society. In light of the current COVID-19 pandemic, the artwork may provide the viewer with a new perspective of our place on the planet, a sense that societies of the Earth are all interconnected and that we have a responsibility towards one another. After the lockdown, there has been a renewed respect for nature. When presented indoors, the Earth artwork slowly revolves. A specially made surround sound composition by BAFTA award-winning composer Dan Jones is played alongside the sculpture. In Greek mythology, Gaia is the personification of the Earth. The artwork is 1.8 million times smaller than the real Earth, with each centimetre of the internally lit sculpture describing 18 kilometres of the Earth's surface. By standing 211 metres away from the artwork, the public will be able to see the Earth as it appears from the Moon. Over its lifetime, Gaia will be presented in a number of different ways, both indoors and outdoors, depending on which country the artwork is presented in, and whether it's presented in a museum, science centre, or parkland. The experience and interpretation of the artwork may alter. Unlike the Moon, which we have been gazing at for a millennia, the first time humankind got to see the Earth as a blue marble floating in space was in 1968, with NASA's Apollo 8 mission. At this moment, our perception and understanding of our planet change forever. Hanging in the black emptiness of space, the Earth seems isolated, a precious and fragile island of life. From a distance, the Earth is just a pale blue dot. Luke Jerram states, "I hope visitors to Gaia get to see the Earth as if from space, on an incredible, beautiful and precious place, an ecosystem we urgently need to look after. Our only home. Halfway through the Earth's 6th mass extinction, we urgently need to wake up and change our behaviour. We need to quickly make the changes necessary to prevent runaway climate change." I was amazed and delighted that my Museum of the Moon artwork has been so popular. I'm fully aware that 10 million members of the public haven't been coming to see an artwork by Luke Jerram, but rather the Moon. An object of universal appeal and cultural significance. With this Gaia Earth artwork, I'm interested in just how different the experience and interpretation is. For our entire human existence, we've been gazing up at the Moon and projecting all of our hopes, dreams, and wishes up there. Whereas it was only in 1968 that we were able to see our planet floating as a blue marble in space. For more information about Luke Jerram's Gaia, visit appetite.org.uk and click on What's On. For access assistance, call Sammy on 0795 135 7389. For more information about Luke Jerram's Gaia, visit appetite.org.uk and click on What's On. Thanks for listening to this Appetite Stokes audio accompaniment to Luke Jerram's Gaia, produced by Tim Calvert of Calvert Creative Concepts.